The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio, with your host, Cheryl Hongzermeyer. On our program today, we'll explore Chinese medicine, including herbal medicine, acupuncture, and much more. We invite your questions and comments during the show, too. Now, here is Cheryl Hongzermeyer.
Good day to all of you joining me on my first show on Voice America, Sticking to the Point. Today, I want to let you know a little about me and why I think having a show on acupuncture and Chinese medicine is so important, especially in our healthcare environment today. I will talk a little bit about what acupuncture is, and I encourage people to call and ask questions. I know it seems like a kind of a new kind of healthcare, but it is ancient, but we're applying it now to today's modern health and modern living. I got involved with acupuncture a few years ago. I went to an accredited school and studied also herbal medicine. So I studied for about 5 years and then took national boards, and I've been practicing and taking care of patients full-time for about 12 years now. I'm also a registered nurse, and so I also have sort of an idea of what's going on the Western medicine side because I worked so long and so many years in nursing. One of the reasons why I went into healthcare in the first place as a young woman, basically, I wanted to help people, and I had a very big interest in teaching, and I've even got a master's in educational psychology, specializing in child and family development, just so I could talk and educate people as I took care of them. And I found that all through my nursing career and all the way through my career now as an acupuncturist, I have found it is so rewarding to be able to teach people about themselves, about their how they interact and their environment and their life. And it's very interesting to see how people are very interested in being involved in their own health care. Sometimes we feel like we have to go to the doctor, we get 5 minutes, and we hurry, we think, what else can I tell them? I tell patients to write their questions to their before they even go into their appointment, and they feel like they're just too anxious to ask the doctor, and a lot of things don't even get communicated. That's one beautiful thing about being able to work with people in my practice, is that I have found that just by talking about what brought them in, we have discovered some interesting things that doctors would never have known if they wouldn't even have realized to ask patients in their short period of time that they have to see them. And sometimes I'll send patients back to their doctors and say, okay, you tell your doctor you have this. This is important to know. And then you can get tested or whatever they do. So I just want to talk a little bit now about what is acupuncture. You know, I remember one time I was in a restaurant years and years ago with a friend of mine, a nursing friend, and this young gentleman walked up to us, and he was the waiter, and he said, we got to talking with him. He was flirting with my friend, and he said he was an acupuncturist in his other life besides being a waiter, until he was built, got his practice built up. Now this was years ago. This is like in the early 80s, and he. When he says, well, why don't you guys come in and get acupuncture? I just sort of laughed. I remember laughing and thinking, oh, well, that's an interesting concept. That's so totally strange. And I think that a lot of times people look at acupuncture as something sort of far out, sort of a woo-woo kind of thing. You know, it's just because it is originated in China, and is thousands of years of history to it. Acupuncture and moxibustion and everything that's involved with acupuncture developed as humanity developed. The way the Chinese, in my acupuncture school, described how acupuncture came about was from way back in the clan society, and people would use the stone called the Bian stone, B-I-A-N, and that was the, in quotes, acupuncture instrument. They developed as humanity developed, and they also developed instruments to use. Now, acupuncture doesn't only include just acupuncture needles. It includes massage. There's a certain kind of Chinese massage called tuina, especially used for children, and also for sports injuries and musculoskeletal problems. There's also herbology. So Chinese medicine covers all of these. There's tuina, herbology, Chinese herbology, acupuncture, and qigong. And qigong is also includes the martial arts and tai chi, different kinds of energy medicine that you use to move your body and work the energy. Now, what am I talking about when it comes to energy? Energy or chi, or some people look at it as like it's a biochemical kind of thing. Some people look at it as sort of a vital energy. If you're dead, your chi dissipates into the environment, to the rest of the world, and becomes part of that. It's the energy is released. We as acupuncturists call the energy we work with qi, and it's qi. Koreans spell it chi, but it is energy that we work with. We work with blood also. We work with all the organs, because in acupuncture we have 12 regular channels that we work with, channels of energy that go up and down the body, starting with the thumb, which is the lung meridian, and it goes into the large intestine. It's like a continuous kind of flow. And so the channels are all interconnected, so you can sometimes have problems with one organ, which will spill over into another organ, and you can end up having several problems involved. So as an acupuncturist, people will come in, they'll tell me what's going on with them. Most generally, people come in out of desperation at first because, I think it's time to go for a break, and I will be talking with you in a little bit.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Caring for someone with autism can be full of challenges and triumphs. Wherever you are on your autism journey, we all benefit from good information and guidance. Join host Rob Haupt every week for a friendly show that will leave you inspired and informed. Tune in to Autism Spectrum Radio. Our guests include parents, advocates, and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Make the most of your beautiful life. Listen to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm to gain tips on how to live healthier and happier, alleviate suffering, prevent disease, become more beautiful in body, mind, and fashion, and find peace, balance, and success in your life. Are you aware that every 3,500 calories that you eat above what you burn will put a pound of fat on your body? And running 1 mile only burns 200 calories? So portion size does matter, and migraines do have a cure. What is it? You'll have to tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with Cheryl Hongzermeyer. Do you have a question for Cheryl or her guest today? Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email at CherylHRadioShow@acumedicine-health.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I guess here we are. You've hung in there with me this long. That's pretty cool. And I just want to welcome everybody in case you've just chimed in at a later point in time. And we're talking about Chinese medicine and what acupuncture and all that involves means. And one of the things that I think may be important to talk about is when a person comes in for an acupuncture treatment, they usually have to talk with the practitioner about, you know, their health history, what they're there for, what they want done, how do they want their health to be. We always have a very positive outlook when it comes to health and getting better. We don't have a doomsday kind of, oh my God, the percentages here and all that. No, we have a very positive attitude about anybody. And we want to bring out the health so that it bring out the best of health in each individual. You know, sometimes a person can get into a negative spiral and they get sick. But what we do with acupuncture is just sort of stimulate the body and organs, and that's what these meridians do. They affect the organs, they affect the blood, they affect the energy, the vital energy, qi, that we was talking about earlier. And that starts setting that person more, because we need to be in a state of health, and that's what our bodies want. So, as an acupuncturist, I help get that sort of turned around so that a person can, start getting better, start healing, start whatever it is that's going on with them. A lot of times people think, well, yeah, I guess I better just go to the acupuncturist because you know, my shoulder's killing me and I don't know what I can do. I can't, you know, I don't want to have surgery and I don't want to be taking ibuprofen the rest of my life. And, you know, that what else can I do? They just come and they, you know, here they can barely move their arm. And, you know, the thing is, I don't just look at their arm and say, okay, well, let's fix this arm. That's not the way Chinese medicine works. We look at the whole person and their environment. How did this person go about getting, let's say it's a frozen shoulder? How did they get this in the first place? Well, maybe it's the way they hold themselves when they're working. Maybe it's they hold their upper butt, back, their neck, their shoulder in a state of tension while they're at work. It could just be a part of the way they hold themselves as they walk. Maybe they hold their purse on one side and just hold that stiff. There's multiple reasons why this individual would have, like, let's say, a frozen shoulder. But the other thing is, whenever we look at somebody with a frozen shoulder, we also know that there's a certain amount of tension in their body, in their lives. We talk with them. How do they express themselves when they're angry or frustrated? Are they under a lot of stress in their life? How do they deal with it? Do they take care of themselves? Do they eat properly? You know, all that. We talk with them about all kinds of things. You know, I sometimes feel like, oh my God, Cheryl, you're so nosy. But you know what? It all adds to a whole picture of that individual, of how they function, how they work. And then I may work on that shoulder, but you know what? One of my clients came into me years ago, and she had a problem with her back. And oh my God, she was very stressed out too. And so we had a discussion, and then I started working on her. But I not only worked on her back, but I also helped her with the stress, how stress affected her. And acupuncture is really cool. A lot of people will come in and they're just, you know, they're just like humming. They're just humming. And, you know, you can just feel it like they're like a car on low, you know, they're just going like that. And I think, oh my God, this person's got to, you know, I got to calm this person down. And I get them on the table and start working. Let's say, like, this woman had a low back pain, but she was also very, very nervous. And, you know, after a few treatments, her back started getting totally better. But she said, you know, I noticed that I can go out there and I'm not so stressed out I don't get so hyper in traffic, or I don't, you know, she says, I'm just sort of mellower. And I thought, yeah, well, that's the way acupuncture works. It not just helps the shoulder or the back, but it helps the overall individual. It helps deal with the, you know, the hormones, the stressors, the limbic system, release of endorphins, everything. It affects everything. And so then a person can feel actually more comfortable. And a lot of people, after they get whatever they come in for fixed, in quotes, then a lot of them just keep on coming in off and on, just because they know how different they feel after getting treatments. It's just they're just much more mellow. They can pick their battles. They're not in the fight and flight mode all the time. It's just like they can sort of realize, oh, wait a minute, this is how my body's supposed to feel. It's like how our ancestors would have felt, you know, years ago. They would call upon the flight and fight system, in the sympathetic nervous system. They would call upon that when, like, a cart was rolling down the hill and almost ready to run over them, or a wild animal was coming at them. They would get into that fight and flight mode. But then they would, after they were done, they would go back into more of a, and well, and sort of a normal, a human kind of feeling. And I think modern society has sort of lost that. We're in the fight and flight constantly. It's amazing how many people are constantly drinking coffee at Starbucks just to keep awake and keep on top of everything. So acupuncture is so helpful in our modern day just to help individuals, you know, really sort of get back in touch with themselves. And I think that's just one of the beauties of acupuncture, of how people have changed so dramatically working with them. I just really love seeing people come in hyper and just and especially like over here on the East Coast, my God, you know, but I hear more and more that it's like that everywhere you are. There, people are just very stressed out. There's, with the economy and the government, everything, and the news media, how it comes in and constantly is barraging us with all kinds of doomsday stuff. I think that we sort of lose track of our humanness and our inner connections we have with people. And that's part of the whole vital energy, the chi that we work with. It's part of the humanness. So I was just wanting to let you know that I really want people to call in on my show in the sense that I want you to ask questions. Even if they seem sort of silly to you or you're afraid, don't be afraid to call in. I've answered all kinds of questions over my period, all these years of working as an acupuncturist and a nurse. And actually, sometimes when a person will come up with a really interesting question, it sort of makes me realize where they're actually coming from. And I can really get in and answer their questions. I want you to even call in and say how acupuncture has helped you or if it hasn't helped you. I want you to tell about how you have felt when you've gotten acupuncture. How has it made a difference? And because I think more and more people have interest in it. Dr. Oz has given his blessing, and Oprah has given her blessing. But more and more people think, well, okay, so what if I don't have pain? Well, can I get acupuncture there? Well, of course you can. Acupuncture is like Chinese medicine is a whole healthcare delivery system. It deals with acute infections. Like if you have a cold and you get in within a few hours, just within the first few hours after getting starting with the cold symptoms, then you can get acupuncture and gua sha and I can work on you. Sometimes it'll go away and within a day or your symptoms are lessened. Okay, I'm going to have another break here for a commercial and we'll be back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcast each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with Cheryl Hungsermeyer. Do you have a question for Cheryl or her guest today? Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email at CherylHRadioShow@acumedicine-health.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in to my first show, Sticking to the Point. Now, you have to give me some credit for that. I figured that one out. I think it's sort of a clever little thing. Anyway, I want to say that I've got a caller on the line. He looks like he's Tom from Maryland. And I'd be like to hear what Tom has to say.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Well, you mentioned having people call in and talking about whatever experience they may have had with acupuncture. I've been getting treated for a period of years now. I've gotten treatments for the things people usually think of when they think of acupuncture. Lower back pain and pain in the joints and so on, which it's been very helpful for. But the first time I ever was treated for it, this has been a few years back now. I got migraine headaches. I was getting migraine headaches, and I didn't know what it was. I treated it initially as a sinus headache, and it just made it worse. I went to a doctor, and they were giving me different pills. And finally they said, well, you probably had a migraine. You probably got a migraine since it lasted for days. And, we're going to give you an Imitrex shot. And if that works, then it's probably a migraine. If it's not, then we'll have to send you into the hospital. Well, okay, so they gave me an Imitrex shot, and it worked. So I was taking Imitrex pills whenever I had a headache for a while after that. But it had a diminishing effect over time. I would have to take a little more. Anyway, and so it was suggested to me that I go out to this. You mentioned a school here in this area. They had a school in Bethesda years ago. And you'd go there, and the students would practice on you, and under the supervision of Chinese doctors who were brought here, I guess from Shanghai and elsewhere, to train people in acupuncture. And after a series of treatments, I haven't had a migraine headache for years. So it's not, I know that it's useful for a variety of things, and. How it works, I don't know. Through what combination of mechanisms, whether it taps into your central nervous system, stimulates the release of chemicals, by whatever combination of mechanisms it works, I don't really know. But I know it can be useful for a variety of things. I had a hip operation, and my surgeon recommended that I get acupuncture treatments in the aftermath of that help speed up the recovery. So that's another thing that I think there's more acceptance of acupuncture among the medical community in general today.
Yeah.
And so maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Thank you, Tom, for calling in. I'm so glad that you've been helped different ways with acupuncture, and your comments are very, very good. You know, it is interesting how many people I've worked. More and more, the people are getting total hip replacements and total joint replacements, and even though they may have a lot of relief from that the surgery, they also, there's just a huge amount of time to recover, even though as far as the incision, the wound, it takes a while to, and my goodness, acupuncture is so helpful in getting the blood and the energy moving, and if you get acupuncture while you're getting physical therapy when you're recovering from orthopedic surgery, it's just, you know, the people just move forward so much faster. They have better range of motion. They heal so much better. It's really shocking. One of my clients recently had a total knee done, and she was having so much stiffness and discomfort, and the physical therapist, it was very painful in her physical therapy, and she came and I started working on her, and it was noticeable just walking out of the office how much more flexibility. We got a lot of that swelling down a little bit, so she could start getting her, it helps a lot with getting physical therapy. I really thank you, Tom, for calling in and letting us know about your experiences with acupuncture. I understand there's a Virginia also that's calling in from Maryland. I could take her call if that's possible.
Hi, Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm loving your show so far.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I'm calling in because I feel like you've kind of described me as your patient, since I am one of your patients and have been for many years now, with the back problem and then the total calmness that I feel when the treatment's finished and even during the treatment. I've had many situations where I needed your help, starting with that back problem, and that was the aftermath of falling down 14 concrete steps and having my, as you recall all of this, having gone to a chiropractor for almost a year and physical therapy for almost a year, and still I was having terrible back pain and nerve pain down my leg, and as a matter of fact, some of it was created, I believe, by the chiropractor, just saying. But you took care of me, and I think I've mentioned to you many times the calming effect that I have from your treatment. And I'm still there with you. I now have a shoulder problem that you're presently treating me for, so I just wanted to call in, and I had not had any acupuncture experience before I came to see you. As you mentioned, I listened to Dr. Oz and Oprah and thought, well, what have I got to lose? And I'm really, really, really pleased with the treatment, and it's made a world of difference in my situation.
Well, thank you, Virginia. It's been a joy working with you. That's one thing I think that I find is getting to know these wonderful people. You know, it's just not like, okay, let's get you in, let's take care of you, let's deal with you, let's write a script. It's so much nicer to have people come in, you get to know them, you actually can almost anticipate any other problems that are going to be arising. And it's just wonderful to be able to help people feel like they can cope with life, they have less pain, and it's wonderful. You know, a lot of the Chinese medicine, you know, it's from such ancient times. It's some of the old writings are so actually very beautiful. You know, they talk about how we are so involved in our, how we are in our environment. And I think that in our modern society, I think we sort of lose track of the and the environment that we live in, you know, like how air conditioning affects us, and humidity, even humidity outside. You may be in a building where you have air conditioning and different kinds of, you have your own internal environment in the building, but you're also affected by the environment out there. And so you can have, let's say it's humid. You have a lot of humidity, like around here. It used to be a swamp. This is, I'm in Maryland here, right by a district. And the district was, they drained the swamp. It is very humid here in the summertime. And then you have a lot of people that are in air conditioning. And they, and what, how we look at it with Chinese medicine is that the it's sort of driven the actual cold is driven into the muscles and into the joints, and people end up having a lot of pain just because of the how that all works together. You know, you can be inside a building and still be affected by the environmental pollens that go on out there. But one of the things I think is really interesting is that, you know, Chinese medicine can also affect a person who has chronic sinus problems, in which they can they end up having you know, these chronic issues going on, and every time they're super sensitive to many things, food, everything. They just become like a total immune mess, and once people start getting acupuncture, it sort of just sort of balances, I guess the best word to use is balances the body, so that we aren't so, you know, we don't react to the stressors out there, and we aren't so reactive to the environment, to the, you know, what's going on inside. So, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about acupuncture. Now, there are 12 organs that we deal with, and then there are two, then we have 8 extraordinary channels. So each organ has a channel or a meridian that goes to it. And then we have these two that go directly straight up the middle in the front and in the back. So you've got, and then we have and one other one that goes as a belt we call Dai Meridian, D-A-I, which goes around. It's sort of like the belt one, which sort of interconnects all those, and it deals with mid-body things. A lot of GYN problems can be dealt with just working with the Dai, in quotes, D-A-I Meridian, which borrows most generally from different organs or different meridians. So it's, you know, it's interesting how the body is so interconnected. You know, a person can come in, they say they have a headache. Well, we have to find out where the headache is. And then sometimes, and very often, we'll treat the headache by points that are on the feet, which is sort of interesting. So anyway, I think we're ready for another break, and thank you for listening, and we'll be back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Holy hormones, honey! Every week, this groundbreaking radio show brings you insight about hormone fluctuations, addressing the core biological issues that cause mood disorders, and offers a general support center for women everywhere at any stage in their lives.
Host Leslie Carroll Botha has the passion and drive to help you make informed decisions about your well-being and reclaim your life. Holy Hormones, Honey, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated, is broadcast live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly, but instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the Cancer Coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with Cheryl Hongzermeyer. Do you have a question for Cheryl or her guest today? Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email at CherylHRadioShow@acumedicine-health.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for sticking to the point. And right now, I have one person I understand, Mary from Washington, D.C., is on the line, and we can take one more call from Mary. And Mary, what do you have to say?
Well, hi, and thanks for taking my call. I wanted to mention an area of acupuncture that that helped me that I wasn't expecting at all. It was kind of a revelation. You brought it up just a minute ago about the sinuses. I started acupuncture 5 or 6 years ago for my sacrum for pain, and I'm happy to say that's gone. But during my treatments, I was talking to my acupuncturist, and I told her that I was having problems sleeping. I couldn't sleep at night because of allergies and sinuses, and I was trying nose sprays and various remedies, which I didn't want to take. And she said, "Well, I can help you with that." And I am mostly symptom free now after the treatments. And when I do have flare ups, I go back in, and I can feel myself draining right after the treatment. It's been, like I said, a revelation because it wasn't an area that I had expected acupuncture could help me, but has. So I wanted to mention that.
Well, thank you, Mary. That's thank you for calling in and letting us know about that. That's wonderful that you were helped. And you know, it's interesting how it really does affect the immune system, acupuncture, and also herbal medicine as well, Chinese herbal medicine. We don't throw just like one single herb at an individual. Like sometimes you'll hear Western medicine, if they recommend anything, they recommend one herb, like their meds. But in Chinese medicine, we combine a beautiful assortment of herbs that work together synergistically, basically. And basically, there aren't really any side effects. Very seldom do we have side effects. They often are what happens is a person, the only side effects that I find most generally is the person feels better. And I think that's a pretty decent side effect. But thank you, Mary, for talking about that, because I think it's very important for people to realize that once a person can get acupuncture, their whole body sort of gets into sync, sort of gets into just works better. It works better. I sort of like look at it like this, like you've got this dissonant energy going on, and a person comes in and they're really sick or whatever, and acupuncture just sort of mellows that out and just sort of straightens it out. I don't know if that's a very good picture for you, but it that is basically it just sort of brings everything into focus and into and your body automatically goes toward health once we set it into that motion. And that's wonderful. You often heal yourself once you realize what's going on or how you're dealing, and with just a few needles, it just sort of sets everything back into order, and you feel like a human being again. I just want to say that we're going to, in the future programs, we're going to have guests, and we're going to have a lot of discussions, some on animal acupuncture, pediatrics, sports injuries, anything with internal medicine. We'll be talking about what Tai Chi and Qigong's all about, how can acupuncture be useful in the cancer treatment and while people are undergoing their therapies, how acupuncture makes a huge difference on them, how it helps in with infertility and women's health, and how we can, if we get acupuncture and Chinese medicine, herbal medicine, it helps us as we age and age more gracefully and beautifully. So there are a lot of different things. Sports injuries. How can acupuncture be used in even professional sports? Why not get acupuncturists in all these professional teams? That would be, these players would be totally so much better off if they had acupuncturists on staff and all. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer teams, it would just make a huge difference on these athletes as they play their games. And even it enhances how they play. It enhances the metabolism and everything, and they don't have to worry about taking some of these enhancement drugs. They'll just get enhancement acupuncture, I guess. So, you know, I just, there are some wonderful discussions that are going to be coming on the radio pretty soon on my show, and I'm looking forward. I have a good lineup of wonderful people who are planning on being my guests. And I'm looking forward to, if you have any kind of questions, please, you can also email me, Cheryl H. Radio Show at acumedicine-health.com. You can always email me and I'll address whatever questions you have that if you're too shy to call in. I really thank my the people who called in today. It really helps with how people can see and view acupuncture. I want to also talk about how Chinese medicine can fit into our healthcare environment today with insurance coverage and lack of coverage, and how that whole thing is being is addressed. There are all kinds of forms of acupuncture depending on a school of thought, but it all in the long run is just has a very basic similarity, and we all can add, you know, even there's even doctors who take a UCLA course that have some knowledge on just acupuncture points. There's some questions about dry needling that I think needs to be addressed that physical therapists and physicians use. That needs to be addressed because it's a discussion in our world of trying to help individuals get better. So I have a lot of children that are my clients who so highly benefit from acupuncture, and how animals have used acupuncture over the years. Actually, racehorses were given acupuncture way before it was starting to be legalized and standardized here in the United States. Big animals were treated with acupuncture with veterinary medicine. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing. I want also people to call in natural remedies that have been in the family, that have been passed on, such as what do they use? What do they do when suddenly a person is starting to get sick? What that have been used from, you know, herbalists and old, you know, the American Indian has a lot of herbal remedies that are really interesting, that are very beautiful, as well as Ayurvedic medicine, which has a lot to offer too. Ayurvedic medicine is there are a lot of similarities between it and acupuncture and Chinese medicine. And so that's another thing that we want to address too, is I like to look at acupuncture and being part of the whole natural medicine, that we can help people feel better without taking lots of drugs, lots of surgeries. And sometimes there are things that happen to a person that doctors can test and test and test, and they still can't come up with a diagnosis. Some of my clients say, well, I just don't understand. I've had this test, this MRIs, I've had PET scans, I've had CAT scans, I've had blood work. They've about drained me dry, and they still can't figure out what's wrong with me. And I definitely have symptoms. So I don't know how many times those people have come in and they have just, if they can just let go of worrying about a diagnosis and just know that they can have help and that they will get better with Chinese medicine. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today, and I hope it's been helpful in understanding traditional Chinese medicine. And I hope to talk to you again next week at the same time. And thank you so much.
Thank you again for listening to the program today. Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with host Cheryl Hongzermeyer can be heard every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again next week.